An excerpt from Sleep Stories. They say when a star falls from the sky, it is because it is sick or tired, too weak to stay up above. And when it would fall, the fishes would go and seek it out, collect it, and nurse it back to health. The old man, seemingly able to read her mind, nodded his head with a small, secret smile. She paused a moment to let the news sink in. The two stood still, motionless. Madame Pamplemousse and Her Incredible Edibles, by Rupert Kingfisher. Chapter 1. In the city of Paris, on the banks of the river, tucked away from the main street down a narrow, winding alley, there is a shop. A small, rather shabby-looking shop, with faded paintwork, a dusty awning, and dark, smoky windows. The sign above the door reads Edibles, as it is a food shop selling all kinds of rare and exotic delicacies. But they are not just rare, and they are not just exotic, for this shop belongs to Madame Pamplemousse, and she sells the strangest, the rarest, the most delicious, the most extraordinary, the most incredible-tasting edibles in all the world. The Little Island, by Margaret Wise Brown. There was a little island in the ocean. Around it the winds blew, and the birds flew, and the tides rose and fell on the shore. Clouds passed over it, fish swam around it, and the fog came in from the sea and hid the little island in a soft, wet shadow. The morning was very quiet on the island, with only the spiders sailing their webs against a gentle wind. Stuart Little, by E.B. White. Chapter 1. In the Drain. When Mrs. Frederick C. Little's second son arrived, everybody noticed that he was not much bigger than a mouse. The truth of the matter was, the baby looked very much like a mouse in every way. He was only about 2 inches high. He had a mouse's sharp nose, a mouse's tail, a mouse's whiskers, and the pleasant, shy manners of a mouse. Before he was many days old, he was not only looking like a mouse, but acting like one too, wearing a gray hat and carrying a small cane. Mr. and Mrs. Little named him Stuart, and Mr. Little made him a tiny bed out of 4 clothespins and a cigarette box. Teddy's Button, by Amy Lefebvre. Chapter 2. When Greek meets Greek, then comes the tug of war. Two little determined figures, with flushed, resolute faces, stood opposite one another on a narrow footbridge over a running stream. Neither could pass the other, but neither intended going back. And the sturdy maiden in her sailor dress, with her small hands placed on her hips, appeared quite a match for Teddy, who, with his golden head well up, looked like a war horse scenting the battlefield.